Deep into the night, and from this point on, all sense of time don't cease to exist. Only space and the sensory. That which we feel and experience becomes the manifestation of all the waves of the universe. The sound pours into the brain and pushes all barriers to the outer limits of perception. And we are in space. We are above and beyond.
Welcome to our New Year's Eve show, recalling the immortal Allison Steele of late night FM radio. Your hosts are, collectively, Alice Unreal. Our project tonight is to reimagine the music and the world as we lived it back in the day, say, before Ronald Reagan. As the Zeitbird spreads her wings and soars above the earth into an earlier time dimension where she, or we, Carol and Melissa, used to exist and feel. Come, fly with us, Alice Unreal, the Zeitbird, at WSHC-FM, until dawn or 9 p.m., whichever comes first.
Baby. Thank you. heard This Flight Tonight by Joni Mitchell from her Blue Album, 1971. And then before that, Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin, 1979, the third track on Led Zeppelin's 1979 album, In Through the Outdoor. And I just want to thank our producer, who's going to be with us for the next hour, Pierre Labert, and our photographer, David Bernardi, here with me and Melissa. And now, let's get back to the music.
the amazing Eric Clapton singing Derek and the Dominoes' Bell Bottom Blues, originally recorded in 1971 on the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. Before that, you heard Rock On by David Essex. That was from 1973, one of my personal favorites. And now for all of you Mark Knopfler fans out there, and you know who you are, here's a real beauty from 1978.
Thank you. Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
Wild West End from the 1978 debut album of Dire Straits. Hard to believe that Mark Knopfler is a professor of English at, I think it's Leeds University. And after that, of course, we heard Gloria by Patti Smith from the 1975 Horses album. And perhaps even harder to believe than that is that Patti Smith is the winner of the Bryn Mawr College 2013 Katharine Hepburn Medal of Honor.
That's not that hard to believe, is it?
Well-deserved. Well-deserved. Anyway, enjoyed listening to those songs. And now I think we're going to turn our attention to Elvis Costello.
Thank you.
That was Van Morrison. For those of you who said, why was Morrison singing Gloria? We put that on for you. He did a really good job with Fair Play. That's from his Eden Fleece album from 1974. Before that, one of my favorites, Allison by Elvis Costello, his My Aim is True debut album from 1977. I was really lucky to see him on his debut tour. He performed in a Rutgers gym and played that with a sneer on his face. He has really grown up, as we all have. So coming up next, we have a really pretty song that a lot of you may not be familiar with, but Carol loves it, I love it, and we think you will love it too.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
John from Tumbleweed Connection, 1970. And then Time and Love by Laura Nero, 1969. Tendaberry Avenue? I think that's right. Anyway, we'll give a shout out to Drew Maples in Alaska.
Hey, Drew.
And I say hey.
We say hey.
We say hey. Alrighty then. So now, Hall & Oates, When the Morning Comes. And this is from 1970. And if somebody comes in at 9 o'clock, we'll be taking this down to the hour. Otherwise, we'll be back with, like, I don't even know what.
We don't even know what, but
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Hey, and as Carol said, that was When the Morning Comes by Hall & Oates, Abandoned Luncheonette, 1973. And you are listening to WSHC 89.7 FM in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. But we know that we have listeners all over the country tonight, and Carol and I, and mostly Alice Unreal, want to thank you for your support and your listening and your inspiration for this evening. So it looks like we are going to switch gears a little bit. We are going to stay on the air for at least a little while longer, and we're going to delve into some different music from the 1970s, right, Carol? We're going to start off with a little bit of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Get out your lighters, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
like mine in hills out Dakota. There lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day I'm coming right off with another guy. Getting your Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that shit. Get that boy. So one day he walked into town, put himself a good man in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off.
Rocky Raccoon from the White Album, 1968. And before that, from the beginning, Emerson, Lake and Palmer's Trilogy Album, 1972. So we're going to take it a little bit longer tonight. We can stay up a little later.
We can.
Not too late.
No.
But a little bit more. What are we going to hear next, Melissa?
What do you want to hear, Carol?
Yes.
We can do yes. I know you really want to do yes.
I know.
And so let's do yes.
I wanted to do Renaissance, but I think that might be too much.
I do think I vetoed Renaissance.
I think you did.
But you gave me David Essex in all the right. First half of the show, and so I have to give you yes.
Okay, let's go for it.
Along the drifting cloud, the eagle searching down on the land. Catching the swirling wind, the sailor sees the rim of the land. The eagle's dancing wings create a weather spins out of hand. So hold the land, we hardly know more than grains of sand. We stand to lose all time, a thousand answers lie in our hand. Next to your deeper fears, we stand surrounded by a million years.
I'll be the roundabout, the words will make you out and out. I'll be the roundabout.
So that wasn't so painful after all. I forgot how great the guitar is on that song. That was Yes, Roundabout from the Fragile album, 1972. And I probably haven't heard that song since 1978, so it really was refreshing. All of you who have stayed with us for part two of our Alice Unreal, the Zeitbird New Year's Eve show, we thank you. And let's kick it back a little bit. The next three songs are my favorites, and Carol does like them as well very much. We listened to these an awful lot when we were younger. We were younger at some point. Anyway, the first one is just fabulous. It's from the John Wesley Harding album. We're not sure if it's from 1966 or 1967. Oh, it is 67. Thank you, producer Pierre Labert. It is I'll Be Your Baby Tonight.
Beside. I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny.
And you put the load right on me. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day.
Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee?
He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company?
Take a load off Fanny. Take a load.
Put the load right
put the load
on
right
me.
Thank you.
Carmelita from 1977 by Warren Zevon.
I sure hope the mics were off because we were singing.
Warren Zevon.
We were singing.
And then before that, we had The Wave from Music from the Big Pink from the band, 1968. And we're going to give you two more songs, and then we're going to call it a night. So I think, you know, so when the weather was bad, Allison Steele would play Riders on the Storm. But the weather's not bad, so we're not going to play that. We're going to play something else by the Doors.
Yes, we are.
What have we got there, LaBear?
Touch Me.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Consider that. Well, excuse me.
I'm going to take a phone and try something that I'm going to do tonight. She wants to create something every day, and I can't think of a better reason to do something now.
Thank you, everybody. So, 2013, change is good. And we can come to our photographer, Dave Gordon.
Thank you so much for being here.